Rosh Hashanah is rapidly approaching, and I'm sure we're all busy making cheshbonos and thinking about the avodah of Rosh Hashanah, of Teshuva. No doubt, most of the focus goes on the inyonim of Tekiya Shofar, the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah, the inyon of doing Teshuva and Rosh Hashanah. But I'd like today to speak about something which, for some reason, one often sort of almost forgets about to the last minute, and even then one doesn't really understand what it's all about. And that's the inyan of saying Tashlich. We all know Rosh Hashanah, we go to say Tashlich. What does it mean, Tashlich? Tashlich, the translation means to throw away. We're throwing away our Averos. Most unusual. Averos is something you can throw away. It doesn't work like that in the real world. We know we have to do Teshuva. Without Teshuva, nothing starts. So what does it mean? There's some type of procedure that one can do called Tashlich. Just you throw away your Averos. Is there such a thing? And if so, how does it work? The makar of saying Tashlich is not actually from Chazal. It's not written anywhere in Chazal. It's not a Gemara. It's not a Medrash. The first place where Tashlich is quoted is in the Maharil. The Maharil was one of the earliest Rishonim, one of the most important Rishonim who established for us many halachas, many minhagim, is quoted very, very widely in Shulchan Aruch. And he is referred to as Avi Minhagei Ashkenaz. He was the one who established for us, for B'nai Ashkenaz, all our minhagim. The Maharil, who lived in Germany over 1,000 years ago. And the Maharil writes the following words: Noihagim Leilech Barosh Hashonah Acha Hasida Eitzel Moyim in a Horois. The minig is Rosh Hashanah, after the Seder, one goes to the water or to a river. Lahashlich bimtzilas yom kol chatoiseini. In order to throw into the sea, into the water, all our Averos. Meshim de Isa b'medrash, because it's written in the Medrash, Zeicha la'akeda. This is to remind us of the Akedah. She'ov Avrum Avini benohoi ad savuroi. When Avrum Avini was on the way to do the Akedah, state in Medrash that the Sultan tried desperately to stop him. Because we know how important the Akedah is. All our tefillahs, we mentioned, please Hashem, remember the Akedah, Zechoy Akedah, Yitzchak, please Rabbeinu Shloilam, remember the Akedah. So then the Sultan tried desperately to stop Avraham Avinu. State in Medrash that he came in the form of a river. And Avraham Avinu had to cross this river with Yitzchak Avinu. But you know, it was a torrential river, and it's very difficult to cross a river, and the river went higher and higher until it came at Tzavuroi, until it came right up to his neck. And Avraham Avinu said, Hoshia Hashem, Kibui Mayim Ad Nufesh, please save me, the water's about to drown me, I can't anymore. And therefore, says the Maharil, this is why we go to the Akedah. We go because now if we look in the Mishnah Brira and in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, they both quote this Medrash, that this is the reason why we go to say Tashlich. But they don't write any mention at all of throwing in our Averos, of Mechilas Avoinus. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, La'achat Tfilas Mincha, Holchim and Anua, we go to the river, L'zeicha Zchis Akeda, to remember the Zchis of the Akeda. Deisa B'Medrash, and he carries on, he quotes this Medrash. Similarly, the Mishnah Brira also, when he quotes this Minig, He says, the reason why we go to say Tashlich is only oisim ze zeicha la'akeda. And he quotes the same Medrash. So the question we need to ask ourselves is, so why do we then somehow associate Tashlich with somehow, this is something we do to throw away our Averus. And if we're throwing away our Averus, so why don't they mention it? So something doesn't seem to add up here. And that's actually the translation of the word Tashlich. Tashlich means to throw away. And we say that the psukim that we say in Tashlich, we say these words, V'sashlich bim tzilas yom kol chatoseini. This is the psukim that we say, that we want to throw our Averus into the sea. So there is such a thing. So if there's such a thing, why don't they mention it? Also difficult to understand, the Maharil says very clearly that we do go to the river to throw all our ways into sea. Then he gives an explanation. Because this is what we learn out from the Medrash with Avraham Avinu. How do we see from this Medrash, somehow from there, that going to the river you throw your ways in? L'chorya, from this medrash, we only see that we should remind ourselves of the story of the Kedilat. The Mishabri and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch say, I don't see anywhere here written about throwing our Avedis into the sea, that we learn this out from the Kedah. And in fact, if we look in certain Sforim, they tell us quite clearly, it doesn't work like that. There's a sefer called Machane Levi, lived about 250 years ago. He was the Ruf of Frankfurt. He was the son of the Haflor, was one of the famous Gedolim that wrote a sefer Haflor upon him, Yofois. His son lived about 250 years ago, was the Ruf of Frankfurt. And he writes as follows, Yesh anoshim shechoshvim. There are people who think to themselves, Shemiyad shaholchi lenor, as soon as they go to the river, vozi tashlich, and they said tashlich, kvahim menikim kalovim, they're already totally clean from all avarus. V'nimnu melazit shiva, they don't even bother to shiva, I don't need to shiva, I've thrown them all away into the sea. V'shibashi, and it's a big, big mistake. She'enyan shiva is dafke zukta through shiva. You can't do shiva only if you do shiva. Aval de tashlich, just merely saying the words, ein shim toyelis, no point. There's no point, says the Machane Levi, in just merely reciting tashlich. It's not going to achieve anything. Ein shim toyelis. And similarly, writes the Shlo HaKodesh, the same idea. The way how a person goes to tashlich all depends on whether he does teshiva. But oifen shezak nashmei hagim leilech lenoah, the minute to go to the river, says the Shlo HaKodesh, but he ba'oifen shezachati shemes oire b'tshiva sheleimo b'liboy. It's only if it somehow awakens in you thoughts of tshiva. Oz noiflem heim b'metzilas yom. Then all your avayis fall into the sea. So we need to understand. It seems that there is a procedure here. Just merely going as a nice outing to go to a pond, a lake, the sea, a nice outing, and at the same time say some psikim there and then come back, we understand it doesn't achieve anything. The way to do it is, says the Shlo HaKodesh, that by going somehow, this should be ma'oira us to do shiva. But merely going itself, you're not going to achieve that. The Kaf HaChaim quotes in the name of the Arizal, however, when you go to Tashlich, Keshetoy Matash V'Sashlich V'Mtsizyom Kol Chatoysom, when you say these words, Techavin, you should have Kavona, should have in mind, Sheyishlechi Kol Chatoysecho V'Avoynosecho, that all your ways should be thrown into the sea. So you should have this in mind. So we need to now make a bit of seder here. We need to understand what's going on. On one hand, the Mishabri, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, don't mention a word about it. On the other hand, we have the Makor, the Maril, clearly does. And he says, this is what we learn out from the Akedah. We have the Arizal clearly saying, you should have in mind that you should throw all your base into the sea. We have the Shlo HaKodesh explaining that this will only work through Tshiva. So if it's through Tshiva, so we need to wonder, So I might as well stay at home and do tshuva. Why do I need to go to the river? And when I go to the river, that somehow should be ma'oira me to do tshuva. Somehow. What lesson am I supposed to be learning from the water that I couldn't learn at home? I've got to go to the water. Going to the water, that's going to bring about, I'm going to suddenly realize, oh wow, I've got to do tshuva. Once I do tshuva, now all my aveis are going to be forgiven. How does this work? The Ramor, we know, we all conduct ourselves according to the Ramor. The Ramor wrote quite a few sforim. Not all of them are so well known. One of the sforim which he wrote is a sefer called Toiras Ha'Oila. And in that sefer, Toiras Ha'Oila, Chelek Gimel, Peik Ninvov, the Ramor mentions about the importance of saying Tashlich. And there he says as follows, Minig shel Yisrael toirihi. It's a very important minig. But then he explains what lies behind this minig. What are we trying to achieve? And he says as follows, Ki min metzilas yom. From the waters of the ocean, nike inyan brias ha'olam. We can recognize the creation of the world. Why? And he's saying something very interesting and very fascinating. The world as we see it around us is basically an inanimate object. Basically, the world, the ground, the sky, the sun, the moon, the stars, these are all part of our world, which they are what they are. They're not moving. Well, I mean, the sun does orbit and so on, and the moon, and but for all practical reasons, purposes, they are the same. They don't change. However, says the Ramor as follows. You know, we've all been to the seaside sometime or other. You come to the seaside and you see these waves. You have these big, powerful waves that come crashing against the seesaw, against the seashore. What stops these waves from just carrying on further and swallowing up the earth and just flooding everything? Why does the sea somehow stop? You got a little bit of sand. How much? 20 feet, 30 feet, 40 feet of sand. Amashahi. And this sand somehow makes these mighty waves somehow do not engulf the entire world. How does this work and what's behind it? Says the Ramor, very interesting. You know why we have to go tashlich to the water? Lirois, to see, and he quotes the Pusik in Yermia in Perik Hay, Asher Som Choil. The Rabbi Shem has placed the sand, Gevil Leyom, as a border to the sea. The sand ensures that the waves do not come and flood the earth. Va'oma, and quotes Ramor a second pusik in Iyov Pet Lamed Ches, the Rabbein Shalom has instructed the waves at Poi Sovoi, you can only come till here, Veloi Soisif, and no further. So really, what happens is these ginormous waves, which have been travelling, some of them could have been travelling, water travels, you know, the Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean, have travelling for thousands of miles. You know what a koyach is pushing behind, pushing those waves. They're being pushed by hundreds and thousands of miles of water pushing these waves, and suddenly they hit the sand and they stop. Why do they stop? What's the sand got in it to make it stop? The answer, says the Ramor, absolutely nothing. The sand cannot stop the water. You know why it stops the water? Because Rabbi Shem has told the water, at poi sovoi veloi soisif. You can go so far and no further. Now, says the Ramor as follows, Ik she'uni holchem shom. When we go to the water, uni royim givirusoi shel yoytsei bereshis. We can witness firsthand the gevira, the might, the koyach of the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Because these mighty waves, which we cannot explain it, why they just suddenly stop there and don't carry on moving and going. And that's why, says the Ramu, we have to go to the water, Dafka Rosh Hashanah, because it's the Yom Hadin. Lusim kol echod al nafshoy inyan brias ho'oilom. In order that a person should wake up and watch and look at those waves and should bring him to the realization that there is Rabbi Nisholim who is controlling, and Rabbi Nisholim is running the world, and he created the world. V'Hashem Yisale Melech Ha'oretz. Now says Ramo, V'alzeh Ne'emah, and about such a machshov it's written, V'sashlich b'mtzilas yom kol chatosom. The Rabbi Nisholim will throw all the avos into the sea. Ki be'emes, when a person understands and realizes this constant, the whole time, the sea is coming and trying to come ashore and is not able to. This is happening every single second. And why doesn't it happen? Because of the Rabbi Nishon controlling it. Suddenly, you feel very insignificant. You know, we know ourselves, if you've ever been to the sea, especially on a windy, stormy day, and you see these massive waves smashing against the side, suddenly we feel overcome. Who are we? We're insignificant. Look at the koyach habriya, look at the greater koyach the Baal Shem has put into the world. Says Ramo, when you look at this and you think about it, then you have machshavas of charota v'chatoim nemchulim, and all your sins are forgiven. Val derech zeh nishlochim hachatoim b'mtzilas yom, and then all your aveis will be thrown into the sea. V'hi mevia lemaskil, and this is something which somebody who understands will understand, says the Ramo, what I am saying. So now explains the Ramo, we understand very clearly, why do we need to go to the water on Rosh Hashanah? If it's just to do tshiva, stay at home, do tshiva. Stay in shul, do tshiva. You have to go to the Ramo. You have to realize that there is a Melech Malchei Hamluchim, a Rabbi Yisrael, who is running and controlling the world every single second. And there's no better place for us to learn this lesson than to watch the waves trying to come ashore and being unable to. Because Rabbi Yisrael has said, at poi suvoi veloi soisif, asher som choil gevil layom. The Rabbi Yisrael has made the sand should be a gevil, a border, not to let the water in. We find in the Sifri, in Parshas Hazini, that when Moshe Rabbeinu told of Klal Yisrael before his Petira, he used this lesson of the waves of the sea to tell of Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael, did it ever happen that the waves suddenly decided to come ashore and swallow up a whole country? It did actually happen before our times. If you look in Rashi, at the end of Parshas Bereishis, the last few psikim in Parshas Bereishis, Rashi tells us there that in the generation of Enosh, because there were already terrible Roshoem, the Rabbi Shalom took the Mei Oikianus, the waters of the Atlantic Ocean, the Hitzif Shlish Ho'oilam, and flooded a third of the universe, a third of the world. A third of the world was flooded in the time of Enosh, and the people were swept away and killed because of Roshoem. And the Boishim did this as a lesson to them, and they didn't listen. And because they didn't listen, therefore, a few generations later, in the time of Noach, came a marble which flooded the entire world. But the Rabbi Shloilem, in the time of Enosh, made that the ocean should come ashore and flood them. So it could happen. It can happen. So said Moshe Rabbeinu, but normally it doesn't happen. Why doesn't it happen? Because the Rabbi Shem has told the sea, at poi suvoi v'loi soisiv. So said Moshe Rabbeinu, look, if the oceans, which have no mitzvahs, and yet they listen to the Rabbi Shloilem, they get no schar, and they get no oinish, and yet every single day they're coming, and they don't flood the world. is alachas kama v'kama, said Moshe Rabbeinu, how we should be learning from the oceans that they don't come ashore, how much we should be learning not to let ourselves be swept away by all these mayim hazidonim, all these foreign waters which seek to flood us, which seek to engulf us, which seek to drown us out. And very often, we allow ourselves just to be swept away. Said Moshe Rabbeinu, learn from the oceans. The oceans were unable to sweep the earth away because the ocean doesn't allow. So why do we allow ourselves to be swept away? So this was the Teichocha which Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisroel. So this is the lesson now that we're supposed to take out from Tashlich. We go to Tashlich, says the Maril, we go to throw away all our veiras. Mishim to Isa b'Medrash, because it's written in the Medrash that when Avraham Avinu went to the Akedah, the Sultan came in the form of a river and tried to drown Avraham Avinu. So the question that we asked was, what's the connection between reminding ourselves of the Akedah and throwing our vase into the sea? It's not connected. The Maril said, you have to throw our vase into the sea, Mishim Lisa Medrash, because of the Medrash with Avraham Avinu. That's not a reason. The answer is yes, it is a reason. Avraham Avinu was going on the way to the Akedah, Vayashkem Avraham Baboika. He goes along, and it must have been very difficult, a Shver Nisoyen. Akedah was a difficult Nisoyen, going along with Yitzchak Avinu. But he's going. The Boshim told him to go, he goes. But suddenly comes along a river. Avraham Avinu sees a river. Okay, no problem. I'm going to cross this river. No problem. He goes with Yitzchak Avinu. But this is a torrential river. The water is rising higher and higher and higher. Says the Medrash, it came until his neck. He's about to drown. What would most people have done in Avraham Avinu's position? They would have turned around and said, Rabbeinu Shloilem, look, what do you want from me? I can't carry on any further. You asked me to do something. I went. I got up in the morning. I've done everything that you've asked me. But I can't go further. There's a torrential river. I can't cross this river. I'm going to have to go back home. I'm going to have to turn around and go back home. I can't carry on. Oh no, tells us the Medrash. That's not what Avraham Avinu did. Avraham Avinu davens, Hoshia Hashem Kibui Mayim Abnofesh. Boshim, save me, help me. I want to do it. I can't. It's too difficult. I can't. He davens to the Rabbeinu Shloilem, and the Rabbeinu Shloilem helps him. So therefore, we go to the water. Because when we go to the water, we see these waves trying to engulf the sea, the shore, trying to come up ashore and flood everything. The Rabbeinu Shloilem doesn't allow it to happen. We often, very quickly, we give up. We can't manage. It's too difficult. I tried. What do you want from me? I tried. I did try. It was too hard. I was mummy's drowning. I couldn't manage anymore. So we're told, go to the river. You go to the sea. You see those ginormous waves? They try to come and flood the world. The Boshim doesn't tell her how. Ad poi suvoi veloi soisif. And remind yourself of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was going to the Akedah. He was taka threatened by being drowning. The water came up to his neck, and yet he didn't give up. What did he do? He davened to Hashem. Hoshia Hashem kibui mai magnufesh. Please, the Boshim, help me, save me. The Boshim took away the Noah, took away the river, and Avraham Avinu carried on. So really, these two things that the Maharil writes is one and the same. As the Ramo says, we go to the river to understand and see the godless Hashem. At the same time, we have to take the lesson from the water. Trying to engulf the world, Hashem doesn't allow. We mustn't allow ourselves to become engulfed by everything around us. And where do we see this from? We see this from Avraham Avinu. And with this we understand beautifully the bracha which Hashem gave to Avraham Avinu after the Akedah. It's written, after the Akedah, Hashem gave Avraham Avinu a bracha. What bracha did he give him? State in the Pusik, Vesamti es Zaracho Kachoil Asher al Sfas Hayom. I will multiply your children and Einiklach like the sand Asher al Sfas Hayom, which is by the shore of the sea. Asks the Netziv in his Perish HaMekdova, and the same vort is written from the Ben Ish Chai. He's got a Sefer Ben Yehoyuda in the Sechtes Bruchas in Daf Hey. Ask they both the same question. Why did the Rabbi Shem promise Avram Avini the Samti Azaracha Kachoy, like the sand, Asher al Sfas Hayom? It should have said the Samti Azaracha Kachoy Layom, like the sand by the sea, of the sea. What's kachoil asher al sfas hayom? What's that coming to tell us? Says the Netziv beautifully. Like we've just learned from the Ramo told us that there is the waves want to come ashore and engulf the world, but the Rebbein Shem has come along and som choil gevil leyom. He's put the sand as a border and told the water ad poi suvo lo soisif. The sand is the border. You can't come across because the sand, that's the border. So when Avraham Avinu went to the Akedah, so he was threatened by the Noah. He didn't allow the Noah to engulf him. The Noah, you're not going to engulf me. So oy bazoi midah keneged midah, the Rabbi Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, as a schar, you're going to have children, not just many children, many like the sand, but be'eches, in quality. You know what type of children you're going to have? You're going to have the samti zaracha kachoil asher tzvas hayom, which can stand up to the sea. You're going to have children who'll be able to stand up for themselves, like sand which is by the sea. See, you got mighty waves, but the sand stops the water coming ashore. That's how your children are going to be. The Samti Zaracho, your children are going to be kachoil, like sand, which can stand up to the waves. So your children will be able to stand up to Nisyonis. Your children are going to be able to overcome difficulties. Your children are not going to give up hope. Your children are going to manage, like Chazal tell us. You try, you'll get there. This is the brocha that Avraham Avinu got b'shas d'akeidah. So when we go to Tashlich, we're going to throw our veiras into the sea. We think to ourselves, I've got so many avairas, I can't, it doesn't go, I'm not going to manage, I said the same last year and the year before, who am I kidding, what am I pretending for? So we go to the sea, and we see there how the sand doesn't allow the water to come ashore. We remind ourselves of that Kedah, and we remind ourselves, I am an Einikol Avraham Avinu. I'm one of those people who the Rebbe Hashem promised him, Vesamti Zaracho Kachoil Ashes Hayom. They will be able to stand up for themselves. They will be able to overcome all their problems. They'll be able to overcome all their difficulties. And then when a person has that realization, then he can taka make a emesa kabula, and then he can taka do genuine tshiva, Vesashlich Bemsilas Yom Kol Chatzim. It's very interesting. I saw in a sefer called of the Chobah Emes. This is the life story of one of the great rebbes who lived actually only recently, about 30 years ago. His name was the Machanifka Rebbe, Rebbe Avraham Yeshia Heschel. He was a great, great tzaddik and a greiser medaktik in halacha. And they write their most unusual minig, which he had. I hadn't seen anywhere, and I saw this a few years ago. And when I read it, I thought this is a most queer and unusual hanhoga, and I couldn't understand why. And after seeing what we've spoken about today, I thought perhaps this is where he's coming from. When he used to go Tashlich, and I have a photo of him, he lived in Etzel, he lived in Russia for many years, came out only about 50 years ago, then lived in Bnei Brak. When he used to say Tashlich, he used to go to the shore in Tel Aviv. Now, not like most people who are happy to say Tashlich, you know, just looking at the water, he was medactic to walk in to the sea. And where would he stand? He would stand just on the spot where the water meets the sand. And there's a picture of him, literally just where, you know, the water comes in. He wouldn't stand in the sand, like, say, a foot or 5 feet or 10 feet before the water. He wouldn't stand inside the water. Just where the water meets the sand, that's where he would stand. And they would write that his feet would always get wet because, you know, the water is just over there. And he would stand there, and that's where he would say Tashlich. And when I first saw this some years ago, I thought, what is this all about? Why did he do this? And they didn't offer any explanation to explain why should he do this. Just say it like everybody else does it. And then when I saw this Ramo, I understood. Because as the Ramo says, it's not good enough just to go to the water. You've got to be misboinen. You've got to understand this lesson that the water wants to engulf the world and it's the sea which is stopping it. So he went to that very spot where the water and the sand meet. And that's where he stood, getting his feet wet. So he was able to feel very, very vividly for himself how his feet are wet because the water's come ashore and wetted his feet. But yet, it hasn't continued going up. So it could be that's where he was coming from. So this is the lesson that we have to take from Tashlich. Now, as I mentioned, the first makor is of Tashlich is a Maharil. It's quoted Lahaluch as well, of course, in the Ramo. But the first makor is a Maharil. However, we find a very interesting Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says the first time where Tashlich was performed was by Kriyas Yamsuf. And it wasn't performed by the Yidden, it was the Rabbeinu Shloilem who did Kriyas Yamsuf. And he says a very beautiful insight. We say every day in Davening before Shmoyne Esra, V'zeidim Tibato, V'yididim Hevarto, V'yachasi Mayim Tzoreim, which means as follows, V'zeidim Tibato, Rabboshim, you have drowned the Zeidim, the Egyptians, V'yididim Hevarto, and you let the Eden pass through the Yamsuf. And the water covered all the enemies, the Egyptians. So after Chasam Sofer, L'choyer, this tefillah that we're saying is not in the correct order. Because we know, first the Yidden went to the Yamsuf, the Mitzrayim chased after them, and they were drowned. So really, the seder of the tefillah should be, V'yedidim hevata, the Boishim allowed the Yidden to pass through, V'zeidim tibata, and he drowned then the Mitzrayim. V'chasamayim Mitzrayim echad mehem loy noisa, not one of them came out alive. That's how it should be written. So why is this tefillah written in the wrong order? Comes on the Chasam Sofer and he says that we find that Zeidim can also refer to Averis. And he quotes a pusik that we see, Gam mi Zeidim chasoy chavdecho. The Boishim has held us back. Mi Zeidim means from doing Averis. Word Zeidim can refer to Averis. So it says the Chasam Sofer the following words. Venerili, he says, it would appear to me that when it says Vezeidim tibato, it's not referring to the Egyptians. Rather, it's referring to our Averis. The Rabbeinu Shlom drowned our Averis. Zeidim is Zedoinus. Avoinu shel Yisrael hitbato al derech Tashlich. The Rabbeinu Shlom, like Tashlich, the Rabbeinu Shlom went and took all our Averis and he threw them into the sea. Avoinu shel Yisrael hitbato. He drowned our Averis al derech Tashlich b'msis yom kol chathosom. Says the Chasam Sofer, why did he do this? Why? What's this all about? Because we know b'shas kriyas yamsuf state in Chazal that the Sultan came and he was mekatrig and he said the Yidden don't deserve to be deserved to be saved. Haluli ovde avoyda zura, the haluli ovde avoyda zura. The Yidden also ovde avoyda zura. The memtes sharitima, they don't deserve to be saved. Says the Chasam Sofer, V'akadosh Baruch Hu hishlich b'mtzilas yom v'hitbia kol zedoinus. Boishim took all the Averis, couldn't deny, the Sultan was right, the Yidden had done Averis. So the Sultan came with a legitimate Tana. So what did the Boishim, how did he answer this? The Tana of the Sultan? He took all our Averis and he threw it into the yom, b'schis ho emina, in the schis of emina. What emin is he referring to? We know that when the Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, "Matitzak elai dabo bnei Yisrael v'isrui," tells us Chazal that Nachshon ben Aminodav went and he jumped into the Yamsuf. Now, like Avraham Avinu, the water came up to his neck, and then he said, "Hoshia Hashem kibui mayim ad nofesh." Tells us Chazal the same thing with Nachshon ben Aminodav. Nachshon ben Aminodav jumped in, the water came up, tells us Chazal, not just to his neck, it came up to his nose. He was about to drown. And he said, Hoshia Hashem kibui mayim ad nofesh, the same pasuk as Avraham Avinu. And then suddenly, the waters split. So this is B'schis ha'minah, says the Chasam Sofer, because the Yidden had a minah, the Rebbein Shalom told them, go into the water, and they went in. They had the minna, they listened to the Rebbein Shalom. So therefore, b'schis ha-minna, the Rebbein Shalom took all the aveiras which they'd done and threw it into the sea. So here we see how if a person, he has a minna, he has a minna in the Rebbein Shalom. A person has to have a minna sit in the swamp in himself. I can do it. I'll get there. I'll be okay. This was Nachshon ben Aminodah. The Rebbein said it'll be all right. It's going to be all right. A person has a minna, then the Rebbein Shalom throws all our aveiros into the sea. And this is the yesod of going to say Tashlich. The yesod of going to say Tashlich is we have to learn from the sand of the sea. The waves are unable to conquer the sand. They're unable to flood the earth. Similarly, we mustn't give up. We have to try and we'll get there. We have to be like the Chol Asher Sfas Hayom. And then when we come to that realization and we see the Gevira, the might of the Rebbein Shloilem, then that makes us realize that we have to do tshiva, and through that all our veis on them chulim, and the mitzvah Hashem, the boyishim will help him. We should all be zoicha to exceive the chasim a toiva, a git geben shtiyo, luni lechol yisrael, amen.